After the record-breaking 2016-17 grain harvest, growers are busy planning the sowing of their 2017 crops. I caught up with Rural Bank Head of Agricultural Sales Simon Dundon after the release of the bank's April crop report.
Well, it's an interesting time of the year to do a crop report. Obviously, just the crops this year's crops are not even in the ground, but there is a bit of preparation going on for it, obviously, with a lot across a lot of the area. Cropping area in Australia, there's been pretty good summer rain, so there's a bit of preparation going on. But look, the major findings really are mostly about price and yield. So it's a bit early to guess on yield for this year, for what this year's crop is, but we don't think we'll get a biggest crop as last year. So we're estimating that there'll be 56 to 59 million tonnes this year, but it is very early, obviously. The other thing is price, and price is looking softish, as most of your farming listeners would know. And, you know, we're still seeing that not changing much. However, the northern crop is not locked away yet, the northern hemisphere crop. So it's a matter of really what happens there may have an effect on that over the next couple of months. They're the main findings. Climate is the other one that's of interest, but it's very difficult to predict what's going to happen with rainfall this time of the year. But we're in that sort of neutral zone at the moment from a southern oscillating index point of view. And they're thinking it might drift into an El Nino, but it is very, very difficult to pick at this time of year.
Let's talk about pricing there. We do have historically low wheat prices at the moment. What sort of impact is that having on planning winter crops for a lot of growers? What sort of varieties are they turning to?
Yeah, look, it's having considerable impact, and it's probably taking up a fair bit of farmers' thinking, to be perfectly honest with you. There is a trend towards lentils because of price, but then you've got to have country that's suitable to it. And it's not, you know, they are a trickier sort of crop to grow in some senses. So people that have got the right type of soils for lentils are certainly moving that way. So I think we'll see, we think we'll see huge plantings of lentils compared to other years this year. And there will be a bit of a migration towards canola, we think. Even though the price is softening, it's still reasonably holding up reasonably well from a cost of production point of view. So we'll think there'll probably be certainly barley because of price and even wheat substituted for canola. But it's important to note that most people are in a program, so they have a rotation program, so they'll tinker at the edges, but I don't think it'll be massive, the shifts, to be honest.
I note in this report it says that many popular lines of canola seed have in fact sold out reasonably early this year. What's been the factor behind that, and how abnormal is that compared to other years?
Well, it's abnormal. It's the first time I've heard of it, and I have heard this from customers themselves. And it is just demand-driven, to be perfectly honest. So the canola crop is growing. Prices were very good or good historically at sort of harvest. They have softened a little bit. And, yeah, everyone's gone out and bought up seed. So that's why it's in very short supply, particularly some lines.
And you mentioned the weather there. We had such a wet end to 2016, and there's a bit of rain towards the end of summer, early autumn in many growing areas. What does this mean for soil moisture and getting the crop in the ground early this year?
Yeah, look, it's this is very much a generalisation because it's very patchy, as you well know. But look, across most of the southern cropping zones in Australia, there has been some summer rain, and soil moisture is good for this time of year. It's created weed problems, but they're normally very well managed nowadays. So I'd say first rain, and hoping straight after Easter we get a break across the southern parts of Australia, there'll be plenty of diesel being burned, plenty of crops going in.
Rural Bank's Simon Dundon speaking on this year's winter crop following the bank's April crop report. That's a wrap from the National Rural Newsroom for this Wednesday. Don't forget, if you do ever have a story, you can send me through an email. The address is ruralnews@macquariemedia.com.au. You can also follow us on Twitter @NatRuralNews. I'm Eddie Summerfield. Have a good afternoon.
This has been the National Rural News.